A panel appointed by UN Secretary General Kofi Annan has issued a report on how the United Nations can remain relevant and deal with the threats of the 21st century. It makes more than 100 recommendations, including expanding the UN Security Council from 15 to 24 and setting criteria for the use of force. NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports.
It was a year ago, after a divisive debate over Iraq, that Kofi Annan told the United Nations that it's not enough to simply denounce America's unilateralism. He said the UN had to come up with ways to address the threats that drive countries to war.
We have come to a fork in the road. This may be a moment no less decisive than in 1945 itself, when the United Nations was founded.
Annan says the report exceeded his expectations. Stephen Stedman, who was the research director for the high-level panel, says the report takes a broad view of the threats, from America's focus on terrorism and weapons of mass destruction to the developing world's battle with poverty and disease.
Everyone's most compelling threats matter, and you have to have as robust a response to HIV/AIDS and deadly infectious disease and poverty as you do to nuclear terrorism or biological terrorism. That is the kind of collective security system that the panel wants to create for the 21st century.
He says he saw remarkable consensus for a diverse group that included former National Security Advisor Brent Scowcroft, Russia's Yevgeny Primakov, China's Chan Chi-chun, and Egypt's Amr Moussa. They agreed on a definition of terrorism that condemns all attacks on civilians. They also agreed that countries have an obligation to stop genocide. One of the panelists, David Hannay, a former British ambassador to the United Nations, says the group had little trouble agreeing on criteria for the use of force.
When, for example, St. Augustine produced these criteria for a just war, they bear a considerable resemblance to these. So these have been around, but we're trying to bring them forward now as a set of guidelines, not a kind of rigid template. There's no push-button solution to the question, do you or don't you go to war?
The report recognizes the right to preempt imminent threats and encourages the Security Council to consider preventive action to deal with latent threats. That's something that should be welcomed in Washington, according to international law professor Ruth Wedgwood, but she's skeptical that permanent Security Council members will act much differently than they have in the past.
So I think you can't abolish the realist facts of life, even as you may aspire to exhort the Council to perform in a more neutral fashion.
The high-level panel did agree that the Council's membership should be more representative. In a sign of just how vexing an issue this has been, the panel simply set out a couple of models, either 6 new permanent members with no veto power, or 8 new countries with renewable memberships, depending on how much they contribute to the UN. Hannay, the British panel member, says this could be the biggest makeover of the UN since 1945.
Now we've got to have a period of debate, and then it's decision time, and that's going to come in 2005. And if the decisions aren't taken then, well, this will just be another OAS report that gathers dust on the shelves of the UN. And I believe we'll all be the poorer and the less secure for it.
Kofi Annan hopes to build some momentum for change before heads of state of all member countries meet in New York next year. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.